stage going, I'd like to introduce you to someone who can really watch the tube, you know? It's not what's going on there. So, you take 16 strings and what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt? The delightful dueling digital daredevils, Mike Marshall, Chris Teeley. Thank you.
Thank you. fun to be back. This is the second incarnation of Mike and Chris at Rocky Grass. Yeah. On the main stage, that is. We had a brief sojourn last year on the workshop stage. We're very pleased to be back, especially in our new and improved time slot. We're very stoked. First song we did is a nameless tune in B minor. Second song is a very named tune called Fisher's Hornpipe. The third song was called Harvest Time, and we're going to do one now that I wrote when my bandmates and I were waiting in Kodiak, Alaska for the planes to start running again after the 9/11 tragedy. So it was sort of an odd time and a horrible time, but in Alaska, it was a very detached feeling, and everything was sort of surreal and pensive. So I tried to write a song about it. I probably failed.
Nope.
It's called Waiting in Kodiak.
Thank you.
little bebop number for you called Scrapple from the Apple.
Anybody know what Scrapple is? Very interesting that it's called Scrapple from the Apple. Then.
Much better than the usual kind.
I would imagine so.
Thank you.
Spring. We're going to do another one here in December, and we decided we should have some more music for that, and that, you know, we tend to play a lot of notes in some of this stuff, so we each were gave ourselves the assignment that we had to write the simplest song we could possibly write, and this is mine. I call it Simple Song in B-flat, but there's somebody here who does a lot of work for Planet Bluegrass and is kind of the sort of spiritual person, if you will, does a lot of art for the festival. She's great. That's Sally Truitt. Y'all know Sally. So we'll send this out to her for just bringing that vibe to this place. It's pretty cool. It's amazing. Thanks a lot. Little Brazilian number for you. Thank you.
Battling with this duo set of very limited texture options. You know, we have two mandolins, we have a mandocello and a mandola. We're very mandolinistic here, and our you know, the color that we can use is somewhat limited. So we decided to limit it even further on this song by only playing on one of the strings we have available. This song is played entirely on the G string, and it is called One String Wonder. Thank you. That I wrote after watching this documentary about a bunch of street kids in Seattle. One of them died during the course of the documentary, and that's a song for him called "Lament for Dwayne Pomeroy." We're gonna do a song now, a little bit lighter. In fact, so light that it even has lightness in its name. One of Mike's. Called Something Quite Trifling. with all of this? My gosh. It helps to be here, I guess. One would feel like one could put up with a New Kids on the Block reunion here. No, not quite.
How about some
What about that, though? Come on. You look at that for a little while and you might go, you know, those songs are pretty cool. The dance, man. It's a good dance. You sure? Pretty nice over there.
How about some J.S. Bach? Could you put up with that? No. I'll send this out to my mother and father-in-law who are here, Abe and Bobby Flexer, who are not exactly bluegrass fans, but they put up with their son-in-law's shenanigans. And they love their Bach and their Mozart. But we got them on a sort of training program, friends. They've been here two times now, so you never know. They may come around. Let's have a hand for them. We'll do two movements from the Goldberg variations. The first is variation number 18, and the second is variation number 1. There are 32 in total.
It's not very German of us to do that kind of logic.
Not very German, but we like those two. So here we go. Thank you. awesome.
You guys know the bass player that plays with Sam Bush? You know Byron House? Anybody know Byron House? Byron House is quite a fellow. I wrote this next song with him and also Brian Sutton, who maybe you guys saw yesterday. Or today, maybe just walking around for no reason. I don't know. But this is a song that we three wrote. Brian was involved. I haven't consulted them on this title, which I came up with today, but I just want to call it Byron's Hoedown.
Brian and Byron's Hoedown?
Brian and Byron's.
That's hard to say.
We could do that. Brian's here, we could consult him.
I think that'd be nice. Sort of a tribute to Bill Monroe of sorts. Send us out one of the Mando pioneers, David Grisman. Thanks a lot for all the great music, man. You broke it open way before any of these youngsters. Chris Steele, tearing out that Bill Monroe stuff.
We have one that we're going to do now that is it's actually a love song from the 50s that I wrote.
This goes back to that batch of simple tunes that we wrote for our tour.
Yeah. We're going to send this out to our, Mike has a wife. I have a prospective wife.
I have a wife named Kyla, great violinist, Kyla Flexer, and a lovely little daughter named Lucy. I hope they're listening out in Oakland, California.
And I'll send this out to my lovely fiancée, Jessamine. actually, this is actually technically the third anniversary of our meeting each other.
Yay!
And then
not you and I.
Not you and I. No, my fiance and I. So I'm officially stoked. We've known each other actually longer than that.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to.
But
marry
that you. Other thing is much more exciting. Trust me. Thank you, ladies. Well, folks, it comes to that time. Thank you so much. This has been incredible playing here. Guys, what a festival you guys put on. Thank you, Craig Ferguson. Where are you? I know you're down there. You are the man.
Sally Truett.
You put on a beautiful party. Yeah. And to all those volunteers and workers in the offices and everybody that makes it happen.
I want to do special thanks to Ed for driving me all over
Colorado,
the last couple days.
He's amazing.
Julie, she hooks us up royally all the time.
Sweets backstage, yes. Lots of water. I'd like to thank that guy who brought the water around when we were doing the workshops under the tents all week long. Midway through a workshop, there'd be this guy with a thing, and he'd just hand me some water, and I'd be like, oh.
And all of
Pete,
our friends.
Thank you, Pete. Yeah.
And to all of our musician friends and the friends of our musician friends and the family of our musician friends backstage, it's just so much fun. And to you guys, thank you so much for making this weekend so enjoyable. It's just, hey, it can't happen without you guys listening. We'll be playing for ourselves. The only thing.
The only thing we can do now is play a little Bulgarian dance number. What do you
think? That's the only thing you can do at this point.
That's what it's a tradition now.
In the very danceable time signature of 25:16.
Count it, friends.
Now it's broken up. It's broken up though. So that before you get too comfortable with 25:16, you have to know that it's actually in two bars of 7 and one bar of 11.
Let's see, 11, so 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, carry the 1.
14 plus 11 is 25.
25, thank you.
And then the 16th note, mind you. But, before you get all calm about that, ready to dance, it's actually, the two bars of 7 are both broken up into a 3-2-2, 3-2-2, and the last bar of 11 is actually 2-2-3-2-2.
Yeah. So
it's 1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-3-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2- 3 plus 2 plus 2 is 7. 3, 3, 2, 7. 7 to 7 is 14. 14 and 11 is 25, 16. Here we go. You ready, Mike?
Go!
22, 23, 24, 25. Thank you.
Hockey Guys! We're going to do a little Irish tune that Chris learned from Ricky Skaggs. It's just one of those beautiful Irish ballads. That's Chris Steele on the mandolin.
And Mike Marshall on mandolin.